Item number 13, do we have one, two, three, four, five, we're set to go. Requirements for sealing pallets, briefing, public hearing, and Stephanie, I'll turn it over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Can you hear me well enough? Okay.
Yeah.
Vice Chair, thank you. Commissioners, Acting Director Storr, appreciate you all being here and inviting me. Once again, it's always exciting for me to come before you all. The interesting thing for me, though, is I've noticed that there seems to be a sequence of events. Either I'm right early in the morning for breakfast, right after breakfast, or I'm right after lunch. And I don't know if that's punishment for you or just I'm that dynamic. So either way, I'm excited to bring forward. I'm excited to bring forward the rule changes.
If he dozes off while you're speaking.
I'm praying.
You're praying? Okay. Pray for me. But we do have some exciting recommendations, and I think they're positive steps for Washington. So I'm looking forward to bringing this to you all. So today, the first one I'm going to be speaking about is Washington Administrative Code 220400050, which is the requirements for pelt sealing. This rule basically outlines our pelt sealing requirements and reporting requirements for bobcat and river otter in particular. Because of the CITES rules, we do have to do CITES tagging on these individuals, and we allow both of those species to be harvested in a couple of different ways, through trapping and then through a hunting mechanism. So with that, we are proposing to amend the language to align the date for sealing the bobcat and river otter pelts with the trapping due date, which is April 20th. Right now, if you hunt these species, you need to turn or have those pelts sealed within 20 days after the season. And it causes a little bit of confusion for some folks, but it seemed very straightforward and appropriate to simplify and just say all reports are due on April 20th, regardless of how you harvested these individuals. It provides consistency across the board, and we gained quite a bit of support for that, which I'll show you right here. We had 34 people comment. We had 17 people support the idea of the consistency. We had two people who just kind of voiced a neutral position on it. You see this 15 opposed, and I want to make it clear that originally in the first recommendation of rule changes, we did have a 72-hour, we were proposing to have a 72-hour pelt sealing on cougars. So if you harvested a cougar within 72 hours, you were supposed to have it pelt sealed. Because of the opposition, all of these that opposed were directly opposing that 72-hour change. Yes, sir.
Just for clarification for some newer members.
Yes.
Could you give a definition of what sealing a pelt is?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I apologize. So when an individual harvests an animal, they usually take the hide off of the carcass, and then that hide needs to have a seal on it, which is basically a tag that says if it's a CITES requirement, it's a CITES tag. It says, you know, the CITES number, and it's registered with the federal government. If it's a state seal, like our cougars, we have a state seal. It has a registration number that's associated with our database. Does that help clarify? I apologize.
No, thank you.
Anytime you have questions. Yes, sir.
You can get it done before that, like with a bobcat, if you want to take it to taxidermists, right?
Yes. What we generally do is most of our trappers and hunters actually get them sealed by either our law enforcement or our district bios. Several of them can have them sealed at licensed taxidermists that we have on file, and we even allow the Trappers Association. We have five or maybe six now representatives from the Trappers Association that does sealing. The Trappers Association will generally have a rendezvous, and they'll allow hunters and trappers to come to that rendezvous, and they'll do all the pelt sealing for them.
I'm sure that's the way it was. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We've tried to increase the opportunities and locations that those seals could be happening. But again, back to the opposition, it was all on the cougar pelt sealing. So we've stricken that, as you can see in your notebooks, and we're only moving forward or recommending to move forward with the reporting dates being April 20th for both hunters and trappers. Any questions on that piece?
Nope.
Okay. That was that's complete for the first one.
And there's no public comment for 13.
Oh, okay. Excellent.